Blog Talk Radio.
Show lined up for y'all tonight, man. Got my guy, my man, Young Sip, gonna co-host with me tonight. What's good, man?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
I'm chilling, man. We gonna get it in. Of course, we got the good people from Square Circle Battle League. My man Cadillac Red, he brought his homies with him, Mr. Two Shizzle, newcomer to the league, Mr. Slow Mo. Cadillac Red, you there?
Yeah, I'm here, baby. What it do? What it do, homie?
We chilling, man.
That's what it do, man. Another day, another dollar, man. You know.
No doubt. Yo, y'all can hear me good?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Bad, no doubt, man. Real quick, y'all just had an event this past Friday. Thank you for inviting me, man. I appreciate the look.
Yeah, man.
Enjoyed myself, had a good time. My man, Young Sit, was there with me, man. We enjoyed ourselves.
Wanted
to let the people know they throw a good show. Make sure y'all come out, support these young men. But yeah, man, let's start. I'm gonna let my man Young Sip start off the questioning tonight. Go ahead, man.
I was just checking out some of y'all battles too. My boy okay. Phil House, dude, just put, you know what I'm saying, just introduced me to y'all. You know what I'm saying? Y'all got some heavy hitters on your squad, you know what I'm saying, man? And that's what's up. So How long y'all been had the square circle thing going on?
Thank you for the view. You know what I'm saying? Thank you for the look and all that. We've been having this drink going on for about almost a year now.
Okay.
I would say January last year we started putting everything into form, and then we had our first event in February. I believe it was like February 23rd. Or something like
right.
that, and then ever since then, the ball just been rolling.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Absolutely, man, no doubt.
That? Like, it just strictly around the area?
Yeah, we do everything around the area. I mean, we're from Rain City, Virginia. That's wrestling.
Right.
So we do everything primarily in the wrestling, from wrestling to Leesburg, I would say. We do everything, like, in that area. We're trying to branch out now, though.
Absolutely,
right.
Including, real quick, the battle you just had featured a few guys from out of town, Canton, Ohio, to be exact. You guys are supposed to travel there, it is my understanding, sometime early next year.
Yeah, sometime in February.
Yeah. So how would you what did you think of the Ohio guys, man? What did you think of them?
I mean we didn't know. We went from not knowing if they were going to come to are they going to come and put on a show, and they came with some bars. They did their thing. I can't say none of them came flacking, in my opinion.
Right.
Chisel, Slow Mo, what you guys think? What y'all thought about the Ohio Cats?
I mean, it's disrespect for them, for real. Yeah, they did their thing. I feel like they did their thing. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt.
You know, they came all the way from Ohio to Virginia, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, you know, and then, like you said, they put on a show, you know?
Right. How did y'all set that battle up? Did y'all had heard of them before and y'all put into contact with them or found them through some source and made a collab together like that, or it was just a random spur of the moment?
That was one of the fourth, one of the members of the league, one of the owners of the league, they were out, and I believe on Facebook or somehow he got in contact. He gets in contact with all these leagues. He does. He's very he does his due diligence when it comes to that. And he found the guys, told us about them. We did our research on them, of course, and everything from then. We just got the ball rolling to find out. They brought their best three out. They wanted to bring their best three to represent Ohio in a good manner. So
right.
That's what they did, and we plan on doing the same back with them.
Okay. So y'all plan on using that same connect to venture out with, like, other people from other areas, or y'all how y'all plan on working that one?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. We definitely plan on going out and venturing out to let other people know that Virginia, Northern Virginia, because a lot of people, when you say Virginia in the battle rap scene, they think of Southern Virginia. Or if you say the DMV, they think about D.C. and Maryland and forget about Virginia. So we try
right.
to make it known that Northern Virginia makes noise. And if you're gonna come through this area, you're going to have to see us if you battle it.
Right.
No doubt, man. Let me get to the battlers, man. Slow Mo, I understand. You're a rookie, man. You're coming into this thing. You've seen, you know, guys like Two Shizzle, you know, do put in work and you know, the rest of the Rain City affiliates and all of that, man. What are you specifically trying to bring? Like, what is your strong point in battling?
Man, I'm going to be real, man. Like, Two Shizzle, Red, and all them, man, they like big brothers, you know what I'm saying? They kill them. I just come in the scene to make sure they dead, you feel me?
Word.
They kill their opponents. They kill their opponents. I just make sure they dead, you know what I'm saying? But I just do it. I do a square circle, like, you know what I'm saying? I make it look good, you know what I'm saying? They make it look good, too, but, you know, once I'm done with it, I'm going to make it look spectacular, you feel me?
Absolutely.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? But like this, I'm gonna make whoever come in that square circle respect square circle.
Absolutely, man. Two Shizzle, man. I done watched your battle against Impulse maybe 5-6 times. There's
yeah,
no
that
way
was,
around
that was
it.
That was
nobody
murder.
Can get him. Get my man around. If anybody says he won one round, then they are either his mother or they're smoking some very, very
nah.
high-priced drugs.
Yo,
but,
he won't even tell you that himself. He won't even tell you that himself.
And I'm not even going front. Like, you know, I like what he did, you know, in terms of, like, he was unique in that sense. I'm not going to say he was a slouch or nothing like that. You could tell he had some talent. But your aggression, man, something so crazy, and not everybody has. The delivery was on point, man. What are some of the things that you do to, like, get ready for a battle? How do you prepare for that?
Yo, on some real stuff, and me and my brother, we do this all the time. We sharpen steel, you dig what I'm saying? Like,
word,
so
word.
I go over my shit with my brother. I'm battling Red. Every battle I've ever been in, every battle he does, I battle him, he battle me, you know what I'm saying? And we critique each other, you know what I'm saying? Steel, sharpen steel. We trying to make each other better. And at the same time, be our best, and that's what we do as a team. That's what we trying to bring each other up. We trying to bring up as many people as we can. You know what I'm saying? Slow Mo, he getting in it. He he gonna know when he see, you know what I'm saying? He gonna get a part of the of what we're trying to build, you know what I'm saying? And we talking greatness, and then we ain't gonna stop. We gonna settle for nothing less, and that's how I feel, you know what I'm saying? That's what it is.
Yeah, I really don't like telling people the secret to that. You know what I'm saying? He did but real talk, once we come up with our bars for the battle, we actually battle each other with those bars.
As y'all go back and forth sparring partners.
Yeah, exactly. We spar with each other, and like he said, steel sharpens steel. So at the end of the day, that's the only way that we know how to do it.
Right.
And we've always done it like that, you know what I'm saying? In every situation, we've always done that. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely, man. So I asked, last time I was on with Red and, you know, Cruz and Omega or whatever, I asked them their favorite or top five battlers. So it's only right that I ask you two guys. Top five battlers. We'll start with Slow Mo, and then we'll get to Two Shizzle. Slow Mo, top five battlers right now.
Oh man, that's easy, man. Lux, JC, B Magic, T Rock, and O-Red.
Dope. I like all of them. Two Shizzle.
Yeah.
I like Serious Jones. You know what I'm saying? I like Head Ice. A lot of motherfuckers don't know about Head Ice, man. Head Ice.
Yo,
buddy.
I'm going to get back to that, but go ahead.
Yeah, all right, so Serious Jones, Head Ice. I say I like O-Red, you know, and Hitman Holler. I can fuck with him. You know what I'm saying? I like how he go at things. And, I'm a fan of the art, you know what I'm saying? So I like everybody, honestly, you know what I'm saying? Somebody's always said something to catch me, you know what I'm saying?
I can dig that, man.
Speaking
favorites. Of,
I got five. Hold on, can I answer my five?
Yeah, go ahead.
In battle rap would be Slow Mo, Shizzle, Hank Diggs, Guap, and Cadillac Red.
Straight like that.
Okay.
Word. Hey, just to go off a little bit on the Head Ice thing, and I know a lot of people don't know about Head Ice, man. But he be swagging on cats so heavy, man. I just watched the joint with him and Daylight. And Daylight had bars, don't get me wrong. He was barring. But the swag that Head Ice came in there with, man, just was on like a whole nother level, dog.
Hey, all the time, man.
Altitude, can I ask you something about that battle since you say you just watched it?
Yeah.
Did you notice that Daylight didn't pull any type of fuckery with Head Ice in that ring?
Nah, because he knew better, man. That's, you know what I mean? Some people you just can't pull the gimmicks on, man. And I feel like Head Ice is one of them dudes, man. He heard about Head Ice and Rex, man. He know what's up. And he was at home. I mean, he wasn't in L.A., but it was still a home. You know, it was at home for him, and he still didn't do nothing crazy.
Yeah, he respected. He showed a lot of respect in that ring.
Yeah,
you got to, man. That's an OG right there.
Yeah, you got to. You got to with Ice, man.
So y'all ready for the Loaded Lux versus Hollow battle? Because I know I've been waiting on that one for a minute.
I think Lux gonna take that easy.
My money is on Lux.
I think Lux gonna get that boy that medicine, man.
For real,
I'm gonna be real, man. I don't even think Hollow should be able. I think he should have went against somebody else first, y'all. Because me personally, I think Hollow took that L with Sue Surf. You know what I'm saying? I think he
lost to Sue Surf. And some people always come back and forth and be like, "Nah, I don't know about that." But the way I saw and heard the battle, I felt like Sue Surf just flooded him.
Here's the thing, man. I'm going to be honest with everybody right now. And by the way, the phone lines are on fire, man. Every time y'all come through, man, phone lines be crazy. We're going to get to that in a minute. I'm going to be honest. I feel like Surf might have got Hollow in the battle, true enough. Although it wasn't as lopsided as it looked the first time I watched it. But That being said, I feel like Lux got to battle his last performance, man. He put on such a great show against Calico. I mean, that's what we really judging him against. We know lyrically that Hollow really can't get to that level.
Right.
But if Hollow come in, put on a good show, and Lux don't, you know, go to space with it, you know, then people going to start talking, man.
Yeah, true. Yeah, that's my whole thing. I'm waiting to see what scheme he's going for. You know what I mean? Because that dude be doing it. He doing the most.
Word.
You see? That's what I want to see.
Absolutely, man. So why don't you?
You never know though. You don't know what kind of Lux you're gonna get. You might get the Lux that went against Calico, or you might get the Lux that went against Miles back in the day. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You might get that straight up.
Yeah. If he gets the Lux versus Miles, that's just something you probably just want to fast forward through Hollow's part just to hear that Lux. Just if he's going back in the day, Lux.
Word.
Yeah.
Lux is nice, man. I ain't even gonna front, man. Like, it's gonna be tough for anybody to beat him, man. But moving on, man. Let's get to some square circle stuff, man. That's what we here for, right?
For sure.
Yeah, man. What's popping in the future, man? Where y'all see the league going, man? It's already grown from where it started. I've noticed that, man. But where y'all ultimately trying to be?
Well, if you ask me right now, I'm focused on September 31st. It might be February 1st, but September 31st is looking like it's going to be No Love Shown. It's going to be our next event. I got a crazy card lined up. We doing a little something-something with the Showtime fellas once again. I got Slow Mo.
You know you said September, right?
Oh, I said September. I meant January. I'm sorry, January 31st. Yeah, I'm sorry. My bad.
It's 30 days in September.
Nah. January 31st. I'm sorry about that. January 31st, that's what it's looking like. It's going to be some epic. We're trying to do some epic. I'm going to have the first female battle on the card. So
nice.
Okay.
It's going to be something nice.
Sweet, man. Two shizzles slow-mo. Y'all on that joint?
Yeah,
You already know, man.
Shizzle's not on that. We got something that's lined up with URL, hopefully, you know what I'm saying, with Shizzle. It did, but Slow-Mo's definitely on the card. It's going to be,
nice,
be some epic. Yes. Yeah, I think he's going to come up with another body real quick. It's going to be something nasty. And he got his first battle underneath the league coming out probably around New Year's.
Bet.
If I'm not mistaken.
Definitely be checking for that, man. Real quick, while we got some time, man, I want to tell everybody that's listening, everybody online, go to YouTube, type in Squared Circle Battle League, check out all these battles that we've been referring to, man. My man Two Shizzle, Cadillac Red, doing work on there.
Yeah,
Omega and the Light.
That Cadillac Red versus the Wreck. That's a definite watch.
Yeah, I got the new joint, you know what I'm saying, against New Jersey Twerk out. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead and check that out. You know what I'm saying? If you haven't seen it, it's definitely out right now. That's the newest battle on the page. It's Cadillac Red versus New Jersey Twerk.
And my John versus Luke Castro should be coming out in the next couple of days.
Yeah.
See?
Shizzle versus Castro should be dropping this weekend.
Nice.
So that's the two newest things on the page. Definitely check it out. Square Circle Battle League. Subscribe to the page. Check out the battles. Enjoy yourself.
Absolutely, man. Coming to the event, man, was so dope. I like the fact, obviously, when you're doing anything like this, you got to make sure it's a safe environment for people to come in, enjoy themselves, had security in there, made sure everybody paid. So it was no like, yo, that's my man, I need to get in.
Nah, you got to pay, man.
So that's definitely a good look there, man. Like I said, the environment was good. A lot of people I knew in the building. A lot of people I didn't know that I got to know. So definitely a good experience, man. Sip, you got anything?
Nah, I'm good right now.
So what we going to do, I guess what we're going to do is ask some questions about some battles that y'all have had and some tough moments in the battle. So, Two Shizzle, to this point, who was your toughest opponent?
My toughest opponent to this point was by far Guap. You know what I mean? My man, get him Guap. You know what I'm saying? He's out with spot. But it, only off the strength that, like, it was because we stand. You know what I'm saying? So it was like, I'm trying to go at him and not go at him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I want to bite his head off. I want to leave a little bit so he still functions. You know what I mean? But, nah, and then it's like everybody like, yo, I heard we go out. Like I said, we bounced, you know what I'm saying? We spar and shit, but we never got a chance to spar because, you know, so it kind of threw everything off of me. You know what I'm saying? So it was just a split of the team, you know what I'm saying? And the team, half the team, you know what I mean, over there, half over there. That was my best, and it was the hardest. And it was the funnest, to be honest, because, I mean, I like
what?
That's the battle right there.
Cadillac Red, same question, man.
I would have to say my last battle with Twerk was definitely the hardest. Yeah, the hardest by far. You know what I'm saying? Because he had bars. He came with it. Everybody was feeling them. They say I lost my first round, but that's like the first time I ever like took a loss in a round that people would say.
You know why, man. You already know. Hey, look. You said you watched the info battle, right? How to do it, right?
Yeah.
The whole steak and the cupcake reference.
Word.
Yeah, man. Because this dude, man, he asked me if I want steak or cup. You know how I set him up. That's the cover of the letter right there. Let's go.
Damn it.
Yeah, but nah though. But I feel like I did my thing though, you know what I'm saying? I don't think I lost that round personally, but I mean it is what it is, you know what I'm saying? And I don't know. I've been through it. I mean it wasn't nothing to me though at the end of the day. I feel like slow mo, I knock him down. You know what I'm saying? They set him up, I knock him down.
Word. I can dig it. Slow mo, man, I ain't seen one on camera yet. But, you know, I'm sure you've had some battles even before this, man. What was your toughest opponent?
Man, I'm going to keep it funky with you, man. That battle that I had on cam with Square Circle, man, that was my second battle, man. For real.
Oh, wow.
My first one was like a year ago. Yeah, that was like my first battle. And, I mean, dude even said after the battle that I body bagged him. That wasn't even really tough. You know what I'm saying? Like, for real,
yeah.
I feel like my toughest opponent is myself. You know what I'm saying? That's a tough situation, is, you know what I'm saying, like prepping for myself. You know what I'm saying? Like, anybody I step in the ring with or whatever, you know, like, for real, like, you know, I don't want to, like, carry it, like, too cocky or whatever, but, I mean, that's just the way I am. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you step in that ring with me, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I know it's three rounds, but I actually wrote six rounds for you. You know what I'm saying? But,
yeah.
Like, I feel like my toughest opponent is myself preparing for it. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, I'll tell you on
that
because I wouldn't say, I mean, how you say you wouldn't want to call it cocky, but as being a battle rapper, that's really what you have to be. You have to have that arrogance about yourself. Like, if the only person that could beat you is you, because once you start denying yourself or doubting yourself, then you've already lost.
Yeah, absolutely, man. No doubt, no diss out. I had another question lined up. I was ready to go. And then, Sip, you jumped in and totally wrecked my train of thought. But now we're going to keep it moving, man. Damn, that was a good question, too, man.
January 31st.
January 31st.
No love
Square
show.
Valley.
Yeah, we out there. Check us out.
Where's the battle taking place? I'm sorry.
It's we don't have we looking at a spot out Manassas, so it might be in Manassas or it might be at the same spot out First Break. We still trying to find if we could get a good one. We looking for a good one, so
yeah.
That's the only thing that's holding us back. But we gonna have that settled real soon, and you gonna see the flyers out. We about to start doing it how we do.
Hey man, here's what I want to know, man. How is the YouTube? how is the YouTube money? And do you make money off of YouTube from the views, or is it because of them putting advertisements on the videos? How does that work?
It's a little bit of everything, and I would get into that type of conversation, but I have to have all the business partners. I can't be revealing too many secrets. They, you know, say that's like classified files.
Absolutely,
as far as
I totally understand.
This, you know what I'm saying? That's in the Cobra classified.
Wait, dude. Hey, okay, but for a new rapper coming up, somebody who feels like Slow-Mo, that can't nobody beat him, that his toughest opponent is himself, how does he get down with Square Circle? Do y'all have some sort of proven ground type deal? Like, how do y'all do that?
We screen everybody before we screen you either with your footage. If you have footage and you want to get into the league, you can Facebook Cadillac Red or the Square Circle Battle League page,
right.
Either or. And we'll find a way to get, you know what I'm saying, to get at you. If you don't have footage, we'll work with you. Like I said, we screen everybody before we screen ourselves. So of course we're gonna screen everybody before we decide to put them in the ring, because we are, at the end of the day, we're putting on a show for our fans. It's not about anything else but the people that, you know what I'm saying, want to watch on YouTube or want to pay to get into the building. That's what we do this for.
Word. And that makes sense, man, because you don't want to just put, you know, somebody in the ring just because they say they nice, then they get in there and they die like a terrible death. And this is a terrible product, man. You want to make sure
it's the lights.
The lights are bright.
Like a lot of people don't understand, it's them bright lights. Like, it's the fact that it's people recording it. Shizzle said it best.
I tell you more than that.
Our event is like 100, maybe like 150 people on a good night. You know what I'm saying? It's like 300 pairs of eyes, and everybody's silent. And you got their attention. So they came to see somebody. They came to see blood. So how you going to draw it at the end of the day?
Right.
So a lot of people not ready for that. I mean, it sound good at first because you're homies, but when you get into that and then them bright lights and it's being recorded and all that,
You know what I mean? The minute you know what I'm saying, people wait for you to make a mistake, people wait for you to, you know what I mean? It's a lot of pressure but fight. You know what I mean? It's a lot of tension.
It might make you want to quit.
Yeah. You know?
It might make you say you don't want to rap no more.
Word, man. Hey, serious. Last time I had y'all on, man, I told y'all, man, I was trying to get in the ring, man. And y'all ain't take me serious, man. I got bars, man.
Now, altitude. I could do
bars.
That, but you do understand.
The
you do understand
right.
What come with that.
Nah, I need to battle Impulse.
Maybe we can do that.
Word, though. I need to battle Impulse with two Shizzle's bars, man. Let's did it.
Hey, look. We should take that shit on tour. We should take that tour.
Saturday, because my daughter is playing his daughter in basketball. They teams are playing rather. So we're going
to
see.
Oh, yeah, so you about to lose. So they about to lose.
Yo, I ain't going to front. I watched his daughter's team last Saturday, right? They put in work on these little girls, yo. They won by like 57. I don't even know. And I was scouting. Then I was like, man, what my daughter got to play this team, man? Because this is crazy. So I'm a little worried, man. I'd be lying if I said I wasn't just a little bit worried. But yeah, man.
That's very true. It's how we freeze them, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's
pretty all the way.
Word, man. Definitely want to shout out my man Jackson, man. I know you're a silent partner for y'all, man. That's my dude, though. We done did some music together before, so definitely want to shout him out, man.
Yeah, definitely.
My man Hard Times, who was in the building, I would be remiss if I didn't shout him out. He was there. He told me to shout him out on the show, so definitely want to do that, man. So Hard Times is listening. What's up?
Yeah.
yeah, man, so... Real quick, we're going to recap what we've already been over for people who just joined, because we did just have some people join. I got Square Circle Battle League on the phone. My man Cadillac Red, one of the owners. My man Two Shizzle, the star pupil on the Square Circle Battle League, man, putting in work. My man Slow Mo, who says the only person that can beat him is his reflection, his shadow, or something like that. And even they would have a hard time.
Right.
Young Sip co-hosting, man. And we in here, man. Square Circle Battle League, out to do Young Sip, the corner. Thank you all for meeting us at the corner, at the intersection, rather, of artistry and culture. Anything y'all want to say, man? Where can people find y'all, man?
Everybody know my past, so you know I frequently visit the corner every now and then. But for real though, Facebook, Cadillac Red, man, you see the Cobra Commander picture, man, that's me. Square Circle Battle League, the YouTube page, go ahead, subscribe to that. Check out all the battles, man. Enjoy yourself, definitely, man. We got some talent over here for real.
Word.
This is the way to find you at.
At the cribs, you know. You were telling me that I'm always at the events, you know what I'm saying? I'm about to get in the booth, you know what I'm saying? Work on this project if they listen. You know what I'm saying? So you want to look out for that when it comes. Oh, yeah, check out my man Black Mind, Deep Thought. You know what I'm saying? Man, Shark got some doing salt. Same nigga. You probably heard him at the event, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Rain City.
Taking over the market.
Yeah. The music side of Rain City definitely taking over. Slow Mo, where they find you at?
Man, you can find me at the event on January 31st, homie. You can find me at each and every event with a book bag filled with body bags, bro.
Okay.
Okay.
Word, man. Be sure to follow the Intune Show on Twitter. That's at the letter Intune Show. Follow me, your man Altidude, on Twitter, Altidude. Follow my bro, Young Sip. That's Sip in Q. He's a Q dog.
Right.
Go ahead, get your bark on or something. He probably got his tongue out right now, man. We don't need, you feel me? It's crazy. But yeah, follow my man Sip in Q on Twitter. Hey, we got big things coming up ourselves, man. I'm going to let y'all know a little bit more about that soon, so keep it locked. Also, my man, Conflict the Den and the Non. I know we spoke a little bit about Conflict the last time we was on the show. Obviously, he's battled on Square Circle. He since has told me that I guess we won't see him on Square Circle anytime soon, or unless something changes. I don't know. But Conflict, man, you got to get back in the ring, baby. If you're the best, man, you got to prove it, right?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know, man. There's so many people. Man, my rookie better than that, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, we passed all that, man. I got a rook. I got a killer right now that'll get into the ring and do, you know what I'm saying, damage. Like,
word.
Come on, man. That's a waste of time, man. We trying to really build. And, like I, first off, we all need to show unity, man. You know what I'm saying? I respect the man for what he do. You know what I'm saying? He's a part of this area.
So in all actuality, we all need to big up everybody. Everybody help one another. That's the only way we're going to succeed. So, but if he feel like he need to, if he need to look down or he need to shun us, then that's fine. Then we'll just continue to do what we do, man. You know what I'm saying? It's no animosity towards this way, man.
Train game, keep it moving. Yeah,
let me. I don't want to get nothing started or nothing like that, man. Let me. You know, I want to be clear. You know, he told me he appreciated the look and everything like that. So, you know, just so everybody's on a positive note here, we ain't trying to create no dissension.
Yeah, like I said.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's all no. I was just saying, it's all love. I respect what you're saying. Like I said, but it's all love on this side, man. There's no animosity,
man. We are, at the end of the day, man, we are the minority in this country, man. We just young black trying to get it just like everybody else, you know. until Lambos and Range Rovers are the norm on the street, we just going to keep getting it. Yeah, man. So I definitely want to thank y'all, man. Thank you again, man. Anytime. You know, we got to get y'all back maybe after the 31st. We definitely expect me in there for the battle, man. I'm going to be there. My man Young Sip, I want to thank y'all again for coming through.
Thank you, man. Thank you for having us, man.
No doubt, man. Anytime, man. Red, you know how to get at me, man. Get at me. Till next time, man. We gonna get y'all back up here real soon, though.
All right,
man. There you have it. The good people over at Squared Circle Battle League. My man Cadillac Red, Two Shizzle, Slow Mo all came through. Show some love right here on the corner. And we only do it for people, man. I want to thank all of y'all meeting me and Sip at the intersection of artistry and culture. Sip, what you got to say, man?
Yeah, man, like I said, thank everybody for tuning in. And y'all got to come out and check these battles, man. They're real live. Definitely have you mind shocked at the talent level that's out here that doesn't really get exploited. So definitely got to come check these fellas out. It's a good show. They put on a good show.
Absolutely, man. Before we get out, big shout out to my man, Chuck Robb, and the good folks over at Killing His Whack. Laced me with the dope shirt, working on the jacket, man. Y'all got to be sure to follow him on Twitter. That's Killing His Whack. Another young minority here just trying to get it and do it positively, man. So be sure to check that out. Fly Mouthpiece. No doubt, man. Fly Mouthpiece. All my Fly Mouthpiece fam, get ready for that, man. Huge announcement coming, Fly Mouthpiece. Just get ready for it. Also, Frequent Fly, Team Frequent Fly is the company. Be ready for that real soon. Spring 2014, we're going to have y'all.
Yeah, big moves. Big moves in the future.
All right, man. We want to thank you again, though, for coming and visiting the corner. Out to do, Young Sip, signing out.
Take care.